This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Watch the game on ABC Channel 4 with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. Listen on the Odyssey app to Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner, and our next guest, Ross Tucker, calling the game. Ross, Westwood One Sports, NFL on CBS, back with us. Hello, Ross.
Hello, Andrew. How are you?
I'm probably better than you. Actually, no, you love football. You don't care that the Eagles lost yesterday, do you?
Well, first of all, I do love football.
Yep. And so you have the game tonight, and you're working it, so you're pumped. Yeah, you're in a great mood.
Yeah, well, no. So I only do sideline once or twice a year during the playoffs. So I love it. And honestly, like, yeah, well, I always tell people, if I could grant everybody, like, one thing, every football fan, it would be to actually be on a sideline the whole game for like an intense, important NFL game. It's just awesome. Now I could do without the high of 37 or whatever it's going to be. I could, you know, I'm 46 now. I never believed my dad when he said you get colder as you get older, but that's definitely a real thing. So I'm a little bit worried about that, but I'll tough it out. I'm from Eastern Pennsylvania, so I'm tough. As for the Eagles, it's a bummer for two reasons. One is there are several Philadelphia-related media things I do every week that end when their season ends. So it's a little bit of a hit to the to the beer money, number one. Number two, though, is most, like, the vast majority of my friends and family are Eagles fans. So it's just cooler. You know, I do the preseason games. I do some stuff. I do a bunch of stuff during the week. It's just cooler when they're good and they're winning and people are excited about it. You know, it makes them more excited to talk to me. You know, now this week it's just like, are they going to fire Petullo? They better get rid of that guy. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just like so negative. It's like, I think so. I don't know. We'll see. So, yeah, I would say it is a bummer.
The weather that you just mentioned, is that something that plays into the Steelers' favor tonight?
Yeah, I think it does. I do, because I don't think it's as much like a style of play thing as it is. There's no way the Texans could possibly replicate that. You know, like, teams will crank up the noise for an away game. They're not going to, like, you're in Houston, Texas. You can't turn the temperature down to 30 degrees in the indoor. You know, they're not going to have the guys practice in a meat locker like it's Rocky. I mean, you know, so that's going to be an adjustment for those guys. That is not easy, not fun. And I do think that can be an advantage. I mean, I've seen that a bunch with, like, the Dolphins when they play at Buffalo or at New England. Like, those guys don't look like they want to be there at all a lot of times. I did the Dolphins-Kansas City game a few years ago, which was the coldest game in the history of the world, I think. So I do think that that's a that is a real thing that helps the Steelers. Probably the colder the better for the Steelers tonight.
Ross,
not for me.
Which quarterback do you think is more trustworthy in this game tonight?
Yeah, it's Rodgers, because first of all, he's very used to playing in this weather. You know, Stroud, I can't remember. I mean, you know, I know they played in Kansas City in the divisional round last year. It probably wasn't warm that day. I don't remember. But so I think that, you know, Rodgers, obviously, I know Brady talked about the wind on TV yesterday. You know, Rodgers is very accustomed to playing in these type of conditions, the cold, you know, giving the tips to the receivers and running backs about protecting the ball. The ball gets harder. Rodgers likes the ball harder, all those type of things. Plus, he's just more experienced. Stroud is a tough one for me to figure. Stroud is, like, super inconsistent. He's like a roller coaster up and down. And obviously, you need to hope he has a down game or at least some down moments because that's the Steelers' best chance probably.
Do you think if the Steelers score 17 points, they win?
I think if the Steelers score 20 points, they win, which ironically is the number I gave yesterday. I said the 49ers and Eagles, first team to 20 wins, and that ended up being the 49ers. I think that's probably the case today, and tonight 17 might win. You know, I mean, this could easily be a 16-13 game. I mean, the Texans' defense is super, super good. I mean, they have the best edge rushers in the league. They have the best corners in the league. They have the best secondary in the league. You know, if for some reason it's because they're like an AFC South team or because of the Houston Texans, people don't look at them that way maybe. But this is like a, you know, like an elite Steelers, Ravens type of really, really good defense. I mean, you'll see tonight. I have a tough time figuring out how the Steelers are going to move the football.
Great.
Who's got the better or who's got the advantage when it comes to head coach tonight?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You guys love that question. You love the Mike Tomlin stuff. Let me ask you this, by the way. Are there people that are bummed that the Steelers beat the Ravens because they thought
we ran a
Tomlin
poll?
Would be gone?
We ran a poll on Monday after Harbaugh got fired. Are you jealous of the Ravens? And I think 45% said yes. So almost half.
Do you think there's any chance if they lose tonight that Tomlin would still move on, or do you think last week totally changed things?
I think he's here to stay.
That Mike would move on? No, I think, Ross, we think he wants to break the record that he's now tied with for career regular season victories with Chuck Knoll.
I think he's back next year. I don't think there's any way the owner would fire him. 0.0 chance.
Well, it was sounding like Tomlin might want to do TV for a year, like a sabbatical.
Yes, it was sounding that way.
But now that the Ravens kicker missed the kick, and cost me 4 hours of my life. Uh-huh. Now Tomlin's going to stay?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you got it right.
I would give the advantage probably, you know, on the motivation part, I would give the edge to Mike Tomlin. Mm-hmm. On the in-game management, I would give it to D'Amico Ryans. Mm. I think Mike Tomlin is sort of behind the times a little bit in terms of a lot of the decision and the choices he makes. You know, I'm sure he has his reasoning and logic, but he's certainly going against probability with a decent amount of the decisions he makes. Although, you know, the flip side would be a lot of teams are going for on fourth down a lot this weekend, and more often than not, it didn't work out for them, and it cost them in those scenarios and could have cost them a lot. Ironically, the Bears still won the game, even though they were 1-for-4 on fourth downs in the first half.
Ross Tucker will be in the building, freezing his butt off for the NFL on Westwood One with one of the greatest play-by-play men of all time, Kevin Harlan, and a guy the Steelers beat in the Super Bowl, Kurt Warner. Ross was here on behalf of FutureFans.com. What the heck is FutureFans.com?
Dude, good question. I just invested in them because they've cracked the code. I don't know if you have kids, Pony, but it's like...
I have one.
I have two daughters.
Mozzie has a third on the way. He's still active sexually.
I love that. That's great. So here's the problem. It's like impossible to get them to actually watch the whole game. All I used to do growing up on Sundays was sit there with my dad and watch the whole Eagles game, and my dad would take out all of his frustrations in life on the television set like you're supposed to. And yet now these kids do not want to watch. They want to be on their iPad. They want to be, you know, just show me the highlights. Like if there's a touchdown, then they'll come into the room. Like, what is that? You need to sit here and suffer through, you know, the bad coaching decisions and not getting it on fourth down. You don't get to just come into the room when there's a touchdown. So these guys at FutureFans.com have cracked the code. I met them. I'm telling you, if you go there, your 5-year-old, 7-year-old, 9-year-old, whatever, they will not only understand football, they'll understand to the point where they actually love it and they want to sit there and watch the Steelers with you like they should. I mean, that's the way it should be. Think about that. I think it costs $60. If you go to futurefans.com right now, they'll give you a code for 20% off. So for $50, you give your kid a gift. He's like, oh, cool, Daddy, you got me a gift. When really you just got yourself a gift. Because you want that quality time with your son or daughter or niece or nephew or whatever for years to come. Listen, if everybody listening is going to be upset that the Steelers can't win a playoff game, then your kids should be upset. They should have to watch the Steelers be 9-8 or 10-7 every year and not win a playoff game. Yeah. That's the way the rules are supposed to work. It's futurefans.com. It is awesome. Literally talk to 10 people who said it worked before I invested. Futurefans.com, and congrats to your buddy for continuing to create more Steelers fans.
Well, he's interviewing you with me, so go ahead and say thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Ross.
Dude, I got to tell you, your guys' voices are close enough.
Here we go.
That before you started asking me questions, I wasn't 100% sure which one was Pony and which one was Chris.
Okay.
I'm the one who still has an active sex life.
But it's close enough that, like, it's almost like when the McCourties were doing games together. Like, if the one said something bad, you could just say, no, that was the other guy. That wasn't me. And if one said something really good, yeah, that was me.
Ross, 10 seconds. Who wins?
Oh, the Texans win the game. 16-13. They're just a better team.
All right. Thank you, Ross. Enjoy Pittsburgh and the sidelines tonight. Goodbye.
I will. If anybody's doing the polka, bring some pierogies in, throw them to me down the sideline. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.